was the man da'omar in today's daf? The Mora d'Shmaita of today's daf was Mar Zutra Brei d'Rav Nachman. The first halacha was just Mar Zutra Brei d'Rav Nachman. The second halacha was Mar Zutra Brei d'Rav Nachman M'Shmei d'Rav Nachman. But the bottom line is, the man da'omar in today's daf is Mar Zutra Brei d'Rav Nachman. Mar Zutra Brei d'Rav Nachman's father was Rav Nachman. He was Gradus Stam Rav Nachman. Now this is Stam a good thing to know, that just because Mar Zutra Berei de Rav Nachman is referred to as such, doesn't necessarily mean that his father was Stam Rav Nachman and Chas. And just to be clear, even though Stam Rav Nachman and Chas is Stam Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, Achloikis, Rashi Grad said earlier in the Masechta, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, but that's a very, very schwer Rashi. But when you say Mar Zutra Berei de Rav Nachman, it's Lav Dafka Mar Zutra Berei de Stam Rav Nachman. Right, this is a Stam a good klal. So if you have someone braid Rav Yosef, it doesn't mean he's the son of the famous Rav Yosef. Maybe he was the son of someone else who was referred to as Rav Yosef. So Stam Rav Nachman is who we know as Rav Nachman. Nachman Bar Yaakov. But doesn't mean Mar Zutra braid Rav Nachman is Mar Zutra the son of Stam Rav Nachman. Right? A little confusing, but I think it's clear. It's supposed to be light. But as it relates to Mar Zutra braid Rav Nachman, it is Mar Zutra who is the son of Stam Rav Nachman. How do I know? I looked it up. In Toldos Tanov Amayron from Aaron Hyman, and in under Rav Nachman, he talks about Rav Nachman's sons. So he says like this, Bonav Maitzino. We find Rav Nachman had sons in Shas. Right? Certain Amayron, we know their sons really, really well. Rav Nachman's sons? That's like a little bit of a trivia question. So says Rav Hyman, he goes, I was Malakit. Rav Nachman had a son whose name was Hoin. Hoin bereid Rav Nachman. Yivam Islam adalad amid beis. Mar Zutra bereid Rav Nachman. But the Basra Dav Zayin. The Omar b'shmoy b'kam upon. You find many times that he's talking in the name of Rav Nachman. You have Rav Chia bereid Rav Nachman. But the Basra Dav Men Vav Amar Aleph. Rav Papa bereid Rav Nachman. In Bava Metzia Dav Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. You have Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. In Shabbos Dav Kuf Yud Tes Amar Aleph. So it's interesting. Rav Nachman had sons that are mentioned not that often, but sporadically throughout Jazz. And one of them is Mar Zutra Brei Rav Nachman today's daf. Why are we even talking about this? It's a good kasha. But a few days ago, we had Bonsai to Rav Nachman. We talked about Rav Nachman's daughters. And it was interesting that the Gemara spoke very, very disparagingly about Rav Nachman's daughters, right? They were Bach and Ketera. They used to mish the chulent with their hands. They didn't even need a lefel. And it was mamish, seemed to be something very, very chashev. And Rav Elish was very taken aback. He said, because Shlomo HaMelech said, he saw one decent man out of 1,000. He said that, how could it be? And the Gemara told the whole story that they were in captivity. And Elish brach. And he said, let me go save Bonsai de Rav Nachman. But before I do that, let me make sure that there's still Erlich. That Adkati Behem Nusayu Kaimi, and then he went to the Beis Akisei, overheard a conversation, and they were saying, you know something, I like my husband here better than I like my husband in Arda. I wish they would move us far away like this, nobody would ever find us, and we could just live happily ever after. So he went back and he told the Oilam, Bonsid Rav Nachman, it was Maisik Shafim. The whole thing was Maisik Shafim. So it's interesting. You have the sons of Rav Nachman, today's daf, Halamdin, he's saying over Toirin, Hart Suyas and Shas, Mamish. But Bonsid Rav Nachman, Nishtazoi. Interesting. I'll tell you an incredible Meshech Chachma. Ramei Simcha in Meshech Chachma, it's the first Meshech Chachma in Parshas Tazria. So he says like this. The Gemara says, Amr Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Hayda Adifna Mei Chavroi, Kedushin Choftes Amadeis. He said, the reason I steiged over my Chaverim was the Nasivna Beshitzer, because I got married when I was 16 years old. V'i Ava Nasivna Barbesa. And Rav Chizda said that I got married when I was 14 years old. Havamina was Satan. I could have told the Satan, Gir be'enech. I could have taken arrows and literally thrown it in his eyes. I bosh would have had total shlita over the Satan. So Rav Chizda said, I'm better than my Chaverim because I got married when I was 16. And had I gotten married when I was 14, I could have told the Satan, Gir be'enech. It's a medrash pliya, right? What does this even mean? So it says, Ramei Simcha, that the Gemara says in Be'ed Av Chofei Amar Aleph, the Rav Nachman used to refer to Rav Chizda as Chavrin. That's what he used to refer to him as. If that's the case, it's Mistaber. The Rav Chizda referred to Rav Nachman as Chavroi. They have this Chavrishaft relationship. That's the relationship between Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda. So he says, when Rav Chizda said, Haida Adifna Me Chavroi, the Nasivna B'shitza, what he was saying was, I'm bigger than Rav Nachman. What did he mean that I'm bigger than Rav Nachman? So he said, the Gemara says, in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Chizda, L'didi Bonsei Adifim Mibra. He said, for me, it's better that I have daughters than I have sons. And the reason is because Rav Chisda was Torah v'gdula b'makom echad, and Rav Chisda felt that I can get the best Edoms in the world. And he said, as a result, l'didi bon sa'adif v'kachava, who was Rav Chisda's Edoms? Rami Bar Chama, Rava, to name a few. But the point is that he said, l'didi bon sa'adif v'mibra, but it sounds like he had very, very good daughters. Rav Nachman says, Rav Meir Simcha, take a look at Gittin Daf Memhei Amar Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Bunsid de Rav Nachman, where his daughters were not so good. And what Rav Chisda was saying is that, Haida Difna Mechavroi, why are my daughters better than my Chaver Rav Nachman's daughters? The reason is the Nasivna B'shitzer. It's because I got married when I was very, very young. So what does that have to do with anything? So says Rav Meir Simcha, it's because the Gemara says, Masechtes Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, that Ish Mazriya Tchila Yoyledes Nekeva. But Isha Kisazriya, then it's what? That's why this is the first tikkun in Parshas Tazriya. Parshas Tazriya. Parshas Tazriya. It's for y'all the Zachar. So it says Rameh Simcha, and the Medrash says, Wa'oilam anakeva mino ish, v'hazachar mino isha, which means, says Rameh Simcha, that how this boy is going to turn out is going to depend on the mama. But how the girl is going to turn out is going to depend on the father. And Rameh Simcha, with his kinage, it means specifically in this Inyan, the Inyan of Zivug. And said Rav Chisda, that because I got married when I was younger, I had a certain shlit over my Yetzer Hara. I was able to be Mamaya Taivas HaMishkol. And as a result, B'shaz Zivug, my machshavas were more rain. And that's why I was Adifna Mechavroi. I was Zoycha that my daughters had Imigishtig in the Tachtas for Rav Nachman. It's because I got married at such a young age. I have an Osivna Bar Besa, have a Minu Lusat and Gir Beinecha. And I got married even younger, then it's not Negea. But the point is who is he referring to? Who is the Chavroi that he's talking about? Chavroi is Rav Nachman, based on the Gemara and Beir Daf Chafei Amar Aleph. What does it mean? Adifna. He's talking about his daughters. But Vabasar Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, Gittin Daf Memhei Amar Aleph. And what's the Sheiches? Oh, Nida Daf Lamar Aleph Amar Aleph. You just have to know half a Shas. But the bottom line, this is the first Torah.